Hey guys, welcome back to the Sell and Tell podcast. We are here today with Focus 360. We are going to talk about the technology that is shaping the industry. Now, if you are unfamiliar with Focus 360, this company has developed the technology to be able to have virtual walkthroughs through products with builders and developers. And it's really amazing what they've been able to accomplish. And I'm not talking about your Matterport walkthroughs. I am talking about blueprints and engineering drawings all sent over to the company, different spec out items all sent over to the company, and a whole entire virtual world being built out. Now, this is changing the industry, especially as we went into COVID and you couldn't really see everything and we couldn't build homes fast enough. So this has really changed the outlook of the industry. And we will dive into it with more detail, but first I want to hit on the listing of the week. So let's go ahead and do that, and then we'll head over and talk to Steve at Focus 360. Alrighty guys, so today we're going to talk about a listing of the week that is a new construction home. This new construction home comes to us from Lennar. Now, this particular set of floor plans that Lennar is building is only being built in certain parts of the Metroplex. So if you have a client that, let's say, just hypothetically, is in a rental situation, really wants to own a home, but can't really fathom it with where the pricing is going and where the interest rates are going, but they really want that new construction home. They don't want a fixer-upper. They don't want a resale home. They want a nice community. The list can go on and on. So this would be a great option for them. Now, the address is going to be 12141 Morgan Drive in Providence Village. It's up there by Aubrey. And it's got 4 bedrooms and 3 baths, just over 1,500 square feet. So it's got a lot of bedrooms. You could actually have a good size home that makes sense for a family here. So again, if you have clients that really can't get past that threshold of being able to get an affordable new construction home, this is a great option for them. And I recommend definitely going to Lennar's website. As I said, today we're going to be talking about this idea of being able to sell a home in a virtual world. Now, this virtual world, Lennar does look to be utilizing maybe not Focus 360, maybe it is Focus 360, I'm not sure, maybe another company out there that does virtual build-outs, but they are utilizing this, and I would say as an agent, take that collateral that the builder is already putting out there and allow yourself to be able to sell a home with this virtual reality. And it's a really great job too. So the kitchen looks very nice, stainless steel appliances. It looks to be that the cabinets go to the ceiling, which is amazing, especially at this price. Everything looks like it flows really well with an open concept. The bedrooms look very spacious. The closets look very spacious. I think this would be a really great home for a starter family. And you also get to have the benefits of working with a new construction and a builder. They have incentives, especially on the financing side. They have financing incentives. I'm not exactly sure what Lennar has going on as far as their incentives. A lot of builders, every neighborhood is different. And we'll be talking about that in future episodes as well. So hang tight on those questions. But again, this address is 12141 Morgan Drive, in Providence Village, Texas. Again, that is right about whereabouts Aubrey is. So it's 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, just over 1,500 square feet. Go ahead and go to Lennar's website, reach out to them, get some more information, and let's get this home sold. If you do sell one of these floor plans or have previously, reach out and let us know because I'm highly interested on how these are going. It's a great product. I think it really introduces something more affordable to the Metroplex.
Hey guys, so as promised, I have Steve Ramonde, the president of Focus 360 with us today, and we're going to talk about technology in real estate and especially with builders and developers and how that's impacting the industry. So Steve, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, I founded Focus 360, believe it or not, in 1989. So we're celebrating our 36th year in business. And I came from the architectural world when I was in my early 20s, having used 3D technology for architectural design on restaurants and hotels. And I was fortunate enough to kind of fall into a situation where I needed to visualize my own house that I wanted to find with my wife, Christy, and ended up prototyping what ultimately became known as a virtual model home using 3D architectural CAD software. So that started, like I said, in 1989. We had our first builder fire up and install their first computer in March of 1989. And 10 years later, we were overnight success, I like to say, because it takes forever for people to adopt new crazy technology. It was kind of fun times back then. But here we are, and we have builders throughout North America. We do like 700 contracts last year alone, and I don't really know how many virtual models we produce for builders coast to coast. So yeah, that's a little bit about my background. I'm based here in Aliso Viejo, California, which is in Southern California, Orange County, near the coast. And that's the brief background.
Awesome. Well, I know that I have worked with y'all before through builders, and I love the technology. So for those of you out there that are unfamiliar with Focus 360, it's a really great piece of technology that has come in for myself personally during COVID, and it's really shifted the whole landscape for builders. So I do want to talk about that a little bit with you, Steve, too, is how has that changed the way that we sell homes as builders, and even for developers, how has it changed the whole dynamic for them to be able to open a master plan community?
Oh my gosh, there are so many facets to that question that I'd love to answer, and we probably don't have enough time today to do it all. But you know, the essence of it's really simple, and in fact, the premise of the business hasn't changed. You know, the initial idea was, how do we help home buyers, people that are searching for homes, understand the unbuilt? And in most cases, they're either forced to look at two-dimensional drawings, blueprints of plans, or perhaps if they're lucky, back in the old days, a little scale dollhouse model of that plan. And so helping people better visualize the unbuilt is what our whole company has been based on. It started off as just individual home. It's evolved into home options. How do I better understand how a structural option might affect a floor plan? And that's evolved into finishes. What if I choose the color scheme B for my kitchen instead of color scheme A? Or even more granularly, what if I wanted the white granite counters as opposed to the white tile counters? And you can spread that through the whole house, from cabinets to flooring to wall paint. Again, the concept of just helping a consumer better understand the unbuilt, help them better visualize it, obviously helps them fall in love with that home quicker. And it's so much of it's an emotional sell, right? So if we can get them to fall in love with a design that they feel they've personalized, not just some off-the-shelf home, they're more likely to want to buy that home. And then that translates onto the development side as well, because we work with developers to help the home shoppers better understand community amenities that aren't yet built. And especially where you're at in Texas, there are master plan communities popping up everywhere. And when you go to buy that home in the first couple of phases, oftentimes the big 10,000 square foot recreation center that they're talking about doesn't yet exist. So right. If you're going to be an early buyer, you have to kind of use your own imagination to understand what that 10,000 square foot rec center might look like. Or you hire a company like Focus 360, and we produce videos, still images, and oftentimes interactive walkthroughs of these amenities so that the consumer has a complete understanding of what that rec center looks like, and hopefully falls in love with that rec center, imagining their family playing by the poolside, or having their friends over for a barbecue.
And I would say to the agents out there listening too, when not a lot of agents understand this with master plan communities, is like you said, that amenity center is not going to be there if you're the first buyer moving into these big developments. And so I would recommend definitely looking out for these virtual walkthroughs, because the biggest complaint that you get from a buyer moving into those developments is, well, you promised me a fitness center. Where is it?
Exactly.
So
Or
this
they
is really
imagine
interesting.
too, like they imagine a fitness center being like Lifetime Fitness. And maybe it's not
Yeah.
going to be that, or maybe it is going to be like that. But the more clarity you can give them on the front end, the happier they're going to be when it actually gets built, because they won't be disappointed. They will have, the right imagination come to life.
Yeah, I agree. And for real estate agents, it's hard to grasp that as well, but the more that they educate their buyers, the better the sales will get. And I know even in the case of whenever I worked with y'all with a builder, that has changed the whole sales cycle. So with Focus 360, have you seen that as you start to grow, especially in this COVID space, that homes are selling faster because of this?
Yeah, I would only be guessing if I was to say that all homes sell faster with Focus 360. I don't think that's a true statement. I can tell you that our builders have reported their homes are selling faster, but not across the board necessarily, because there are so many facets to the home sales process. The competition, school districts, there's the whole litany of reasons why people buy homes and why they sell faster in one area and not in another. However, what I can tell you unequivocally is that the homes that are purchased are more diverse when they're using tools like Virtual Model Homes by Focus 360. Because oftentimes, and you especially see this in the Texas market, builders might offer 10, 15 different floor plans, but they'll only build one or two show homes. Guess which homes sell the most in those neighborhoods without Focus 360? It's the show home, right? So can you imagine a street scene where the same plan or two plans are plotted over and over just with different elevation styles versus the builder that uses our toolkit that can take people on a virtual walkthrough, a virtual tour of every single plan they offer, even those that are unbuilt. All of a sudden, the diversity of the streetscape is much better than it is if you're just selling from one or two show homes. So that's one of the big advantages of using a toolkit like ours is, the builder invests all this money in all these beautiful designs. Now they get to sell all of them fairly equally. And, not only does that help them, it helps their buyer, because now the buyer feels they're getting the exact plan for their needs.
So with builders kind of embracing these virtual build outs and being able to offer this customer experience that differs from other builders that don't utilize that technology, I know that there are also other companies that have their own technology that they use as well. What sets Focus 360 apart from those other companies?
That's a great question. Yeah, there are a lot of companies that have popped up over time that can produce 3D imagery. So we're no longer special in that space. We did do the very first virtual model back in '89, and we're probably the only company for a few years before they started to pop up. But from the very beginning, I was very, very focused on producing the best possible visual result and the best possible user experience through those tools. So when you talk to our clients, our builders, that have used our competitors, the first thing they say is, A, the quality of your work is so far superior to anyone else we've ever used, and we appreciate that because it just makes it more, it gives our buyers more confidence in the imagery, which gives them more confidence in the design that they're buying. That's super helpful. But behind the scenes, that's equally important to us, which is helping our customers have as flawlessly of a process as humanly possible. Now, we're human, so we make mistakes, but having said that, we work really, really hard to make sure that our clients have an enjoyable process. We do everything we can to streamline that process so that they can stay focused on what they have to do as a builder, and we'll be the partner that they can trust to get it to the market as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I agree with that sentiment that the level of detail, it you can see the difference in it. So I've appreciated that work and that attention throughout the last few years whenever I have worked with y'all. I know that there's also this other aspect of this that's not just making a sale, it's being able to get some digital marketing. So can you speak on the digital marketing sector of that? Because I know that is that's a huge aspect,
Yes.
especially Texas markets. You're moving from California, you've got people moving from Chicago. It makes a difference. So
It sure does. Yeah, the whole concept of like the remote sell is super important, right? For people that are moving in to any market from outside the area. They can't just pop over to the DFW market and drop into Frisco and look at neighborhoods if they're living maybe in Houston or living in Southern California. So the advantage of having the digital tools on the website is super important. And we've already talked a bit about how important the quality of the tour is. So people truly understanding what the interiors and exteriors of the home look like through computer-generated imagery. But equally important is what we consider the 2D imagery, right? It's things that are just as important as the 3D, but helping people understand the neighborhood map. You know, where are the plan twos available in this neighborhood? And if I buy a plan two on lot 12, what are my choices for exteriors given what's already sold next door? Or how big is that home site? Will it fit a swimming pool? If I buy this home on this lot, what are my structural options? If it's a quick move-in, what options were already plotted? Can I see those options? So that entire digital media toolkit that basically covers the gamut of those real important questions that the buyers want answers to are extremely important. And the beauty of them today, obviously, they get embedded into the builder's website, so it looks like it's part of the builder's website. But in addition, each of those toolkits can be emailed to their prospects. So if they are interested in something, they can jump online, talk to the online sales counselor. That person can then send them direct links to the actual floor plans, to maybe the elevations, even the virtual tours, so they can view those offline. So yeah, the whole it's a complex web of toolkits that builders use from the CRM all the way through to their contracts and whatnot. But the beauty of these assets being digital is that they can be used along the entire customer journey.
And for our listeners out there, I kind of also would love to explain what does the process look like from point A to point B? How do we have these beautiful images to put out there? Like, what
How
is
does it
this long
happen?
process to success?
It is a long process, or it can be for sure. Yeah, the easiest way to explain it when we're talking in the 3D world, like when we're making these computer-generated images, is that we're simply a digital construction company. So like any construction company, we need information. We need to know what kind of roofing tile you're going to put on your roof. We need to know what type of plumbing fixture you're going to put in the kitchen. We need to know appliances. We need to know door styles, doorknobs, baseboards, you name it. Everything that goes into the home, we need samples of. And not physical samples, but references to either websites, pictures, or whatnot. Even to the finished materials. Like you said, you wanted a certain, granite counter. Exactly which granite counter do you want? So, yeah.
Exactly.
And that, frankly, is one of the most difficult processes because we're asking our builders well in advance of construction to give us their decisions. And oftentimes they're like, well, we didn't plan on making those decisions until just before construction starts. So I'm like, well, construction's starting now and it's virtual, so we need that information. So depending on the builder's preparations, occasionally we get lucky and the builder's already thought through all that and they simply give us a whole book or folder of information that we need to build out the virtual home. But the most typical example is it's probably a 2 to 4 week process just to gather the data that we need to actually do the virtual construction. So the process starts with that. We give them an information list of things that we need to build. We then go into production and do the CGI of that home. We will deliver to them about 90%, 95% complete imagery for them to review and critique. Oftentimes, our builders will find design flaws that they would not have seen until construction started. So we're able to help them adjust those design flaws, things like, what the door really is in the wrong spot, or we need one more window on this wall, or how come the stairs only have a 5 foot ceiling at the top? Simple things like that. We correct all those for them and then finish out with all the various deliverables they need. So That's the long answer. The short answer from the time we sign a contract until the time we deliver a virtual model is typically about 8 weeks. I've seen it take as long as 6 months because of missing information or floor plan design changes. And we've done as in less than a month if need be.
See, I think it's worth it. May not be it may be time constraint for most people, but we talk a lot about builders and developers and being able to put a product out there before it's built or before it's ever been built. I know in some cases we've worked together on products that nobody's ever seen it before. It's from the very beginning. Is there ways for real estate agents individually to leverage a technology of this nature?
There is. We have a handful of agents that we work with, but generally they're in the upper echelon of the price points, right? So, for us to do a virtual model of an average production home, they're going to spend around, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000, let's say. And when a builder is going to produce 20, 30, 50 of that same home in a neighborhood, that's small potatoes for the builder. But for a one-off real estate agent that's building one home that's that around that same size to spend $5,000 is a pretty big ask. On the other hand, if they're doing a multi-million-dollar custom spec home and they want to get interest out of the gate, get someone to, I mean, ideally put get into contract before the home is finished, that would be the perfect scenario. It's really the only way to help that person understand that home. And so we do custom homes ranging from 3 million up to 50, 60, 80 million dollar homes virtually, and that becomes just part of the portfolio that the broker uses to help that particular market. So yeah, it's all again, it's all about setting expectations for that buyer, and you've got the production side, then you've got that higher end side.
Well, where is this $80 million home? I need to see this.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that we've done actually. One over
Really?
in Scottsdale, Arizona. They have a really nice neighborhood there, and they're in Hawaii. And
Oh,
so,
wow. Oh, I can see Hawaii. Yeah, I can see
and
that.
that's, yeah, it's
Oh my
crazy.
gosh, there would be a great one. We just featured a Frank Lloyd Wright house. That would be
Nice.
an amazing one to do.
So if you have any of your higher end brokers listening, this would be, something to consider for their next home, their next spec home.
Yeah. And when an agent is working with a client that goes to a builder that's utilizing this technology, I can imagine that not only the sales track is probably lessened because you have this ability to walk through a virtual home, but on a builder side, and I don't know if builders talk to you about this or not, but the analytics of their marketing have to be driven up quite a bit as well.
Absolutely. That's super important for our marketing clients. And one of the beauties of the interactive tools is not only do we get your typical traffic, like how many people have seen this plan, but we can get very granular as to how many people personalize the plan. And if they're personalizing the plan, what did they change? Are we seeing that, loft conversions to bedrooms are super popular in this one community, or a third car garage option is super popular in this community? We can give them that information through the analytics. In addition to all the usual stuff like, where are they looking at the home from? Are they looking from California to Texas or Idaho to Texas? Where are they coming from? And what devices are they using? And how long are they staying on the site? How long are they looking at the floor plans? Or how long are they looking at the site maps? How many, what's the most popular lot that keeps getting clicked on the site map? Let's bump that premium up a little bit.
Yeah, I know builders love their premiums.
They'll just love their premiums. And we have tools to help them increase them.
What's some really cool new technology that is going to come out if you have any at all?
We're constantly working on refining the existing toolkit and looking for opportunities for new tools. And it's been kind of fun to watch the evolution, especially since COVID, of these visualizers that allow people to make adjustments to finishes, like kitchen finishes, bath finishes, exterior finishes. And one of the most recent updates we had was to a finishes app where we went like full, almost full circle in our app. So pre-COVID, our visualizers were you pick a countertop and then you pick one of a plethora of different countertop finishes and you see that countertop change, right? COVID came along, supply lines were constricted, and now all of a sudden you couldn't get all those materials. So the builders went to a color package and they'd have 3, 5, 10 different color packages to choose from. So
I remember
we
that.
remember that? Yeah. So we
Yep.
shifted our visualizers where you couldn't just adjust the cabinet or the counter. You had to choose scheme one, scheme two, scheme three, and whatever one you landed on is the one you got. Then post-COVID, it's like, well, we're going to have them all start with these schemes, these packages. But some packages, we'll let them drill down a little further and start adjusting the individual materials in the package. So that's the most recent product update was on our visualizer. And something recently that we're starting to see more traction on is when we do the exterior renderings of the homes to help the buyers better understand if you have a certain plan, you have 3, 4, 5 different elevation styles to choose from, from a modern farmhouse to a craftsman or whatever. We would traditionally, and still to this day, mostly do that individual home. But we're seeing a desire to show the home in more of a context now, meaning they want to see how big the setbacks are on the sides and what might the homes on either side of my home look like. We're calling these flanking homes, right? So now the renderings we're starting to produce more of are the standard home with its, farmhouse design. But it would have the actual setback on the side, the fencing, and then the neighbor's home over here, and same thing on this side. And it just gives you more of a street scene feel, a more context-oriented image that just gives the buyer even more confidence in choosing a certain elevation style.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, it's
That'd
pretty
be
cool.
amazing.
Yeah.
So, do they get to, can they also pick a lot and then pick the house to go on the lot? Is it go that deep or?
Well, they
Okay.
can on the interactive site maps that we that our builders use. Yeah, some of the home sites are not pre-plotted, meaning they can click on the lot and they can scroll through the different homes and elevations that are available on that particular home site. And once they choose what they want, it locks it down to that home site so that the neighbor can't buy that exact same plan, right, or that exact same elevation. So it's kind of a monotony
Nice.
rules. Where we're not at and probably won't go to anytime soon is the ability to physically place a 3D home on an existing lot and see what that looks like. There are definitely some competitors that do that kind of an augmented reality toolkit, but it's never accurate, it's never realistic, and that's not in our wheelhouse. We want it to look as accurate as possible and as realistic as possible.
Yeah, I imagine somebody putting on like the VR goggles in the sales office and then like bumping into all the walls and everything.
Well, it's funny because those goggles or head-mounted displays, they call them, prior to COVID, they were really starting to get some traction. And then once COVID hit, no one wanted to put something on their face that was on someone else's face
Right,
for obvious
exactly.
reasons. So that really kind of tanked that whole concept of the head-mounted displays. And I haven't seen any resurgence. I know Apple came out with their Apple Vision goggles, and that hasn't done very well. But we'll see. We have a whole new generation coming up that likes to game with them, and that could make a difference. So you may see a resurgence of that in the future.
Yeah, I can come to think of it. Yeah, I haven't seen any commercials for those or anything like that. So it kind of, that was a miss.
Yeah. They're about 4 or 5 years late, unfortunately.
Well, I really want to also hit on some of your personal experiences. And one of my favorite parts is to grab like, either a really big no-no in every situation, like don't ever do this type of thing, or a really good horror story. And I love a good horror story, so it's gotta be good.
Wow, a good horror story, a good personal horror story, like me buying a home or doing something like that.
I
I mean, with Focus 360, but also I want to hear the personal one too, because that one's just fun.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I'm the classic case of the plumber's pipe who has leaky pipe, or the plumber who has leaky pipes. We've lived in the same home for 30 years, 28 years, something like that. And so we don't. You would think that in this business, I would have like all the bells and whistles of my house. I don't. It's just a very simple home, which I love. We have a beautiful home. So I don't really have any personal stories. Personal business horror stories.
You
Gosh.
don't have to name the builder. I'll guess it later.
Honestly, we've been very blessed, Jess, because our builders, for the most part, have been amazing partners. I've got builders I've worked with for over 20 years, and I don't really have terrible clients. We've had a couple that, clients didn't pay bills kind of stuff, and we just fire them, but everybody has that. So after I can't come up with a horror story. Is that bad?
Dang it, you're letting me down,
I
Steve.
know. Maybe I'm too much of an optimist. I see the world through rose-colored glasses. So I think there's always a positivity coming out of something, even if it's not great.
Oh, that's very true. Anytime I talk to you, that's so true.
But it makes for terrible horror stories. I've got funny stories. I've got funny stories on the digital tech side, especially back in the day when, prior to the internet, believe it or not, there was a world just prior to the internet that still used computers. But yeah, I won't throw anybody under the bus on how they used technology back in the day. It was fun though.
Well, it's funny because you mentioned whenever you started the company, and at that same time, around that same time in Texas in the 80s, my dad was an architect, and they needed somebody to learn how to use this new thing called a computer with AutoCAD and the fr very first version of AutoCAD.
You
And
remember that. That's awesome.
so that's how he got into computers and stuff. So now he's into computers. So I find that so interesting that around the same time, y'all are probably tinkering around the same technology.
Guaranteed, guaranteed. I mean, when I first started the company, Autodesk had just come out. It was AutoCAD version 1. And back then, this is geeking out stuff now, that you'd buy an IBM PC, but then you'd have to buy what's called a math coprocessor, because a normal PC back then couldn't do much on the math crunching. So you had to actually buy a separate chip to install in the computer so that it can run a CAD system. Otherwise, it couldn't even run the CAD software. And I was such a tinkerer that I was constantly blowing up PCs, trying to get more horsepower out of these computers so that my CAD software would run faster. I mean, I've got tons and tons of geeked out horror stories, but nothing with my builders. It's always my own fault.
Well, you
That's
said you had a
funny.
funny story. We can share a funny story.
Well, if you can relate to this, I'll tell it to you really quick. So, back in the day when I would sell some of our software to a builder, we would have to send them disks because, again, there was no internet. You don't just say, download this file. And if they weren't close to me, I would send them these, remember the word floppy disk, right?
Yeah, good
And
old floppy disk.
good old floppy disks. So the funny story is I was on a call with a salesperson, not to be named, and she was having a difficult time getting the software installed. And I said, well, let's start over. I need you to take the disk out of the computer, and then we're going to turn the computer off and turn it back on. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. And I'm like, is it out yet? She goes, nope, not yet. I'm like, okay. Waiting. Is the computer rebooted yet? She says, no, I'm having a tough time getting the disk out. I'm like, huh, okay, I'll wait. I go, you just pushed the button, right? She goes, yeah, no, I pushed the button, but I'm trying to get the disk out of the plastic sheathing and I can't get it out. I'm like, that's not what I meant. You just needed to eject it from the computer to restart it. So that one stuck with me. That was probably in 91, 92, something like that. So I don't even know if you were born then. You probably weren't.
I was just born, actually.
So it's something a kid would have been doing for fun. This salesperson really thought I was giving her instructions to pull the disc out of the plastic sheeting.
I actually that resonates so much with me because my dad literally oh gosh, I remember whenever I was younger, we have like stacks of floppy disks, right? And you slide that little metal piece over, and then I would want to touch it all the time. As soon as you touch it, it's ruined. So
That's exactly right.
I would get yelled at
That's
a
hilarious. That's hilarious.
lot.
So
Don't
yeah,
touch
that's
it.
funny.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch the
Well,
That's
I
good.
really appreciate your time today. I know that you have so many wonderful things coming in the future for Focus 360. I'm really excited to see this technology advance and what's to come in the future. So you're going to have to keep us updated because I want
100%.
to know.
I'll be happy to, Jess, and I appreciate you allowing me to come on here and share some information with your listeners.
Absolutely. Well, guys, y'all have a great weekend. Make some sales this weekend. If you have any follow-up questions, let us know. And next week, we have an opening for the listing of the week feature. So reach out to me, give me your listing. If you have an open house, let me know and we can talk about it. All right. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye.